We are on Daf Nun Ches Med Aleph, starting the Mishneh. Amekadish betrumeis ubemaisreis bematoneis ubemeichatos ubeifachatos areizo mekudeshes vafilu Yisrael. So the Pashtus Loshen HaMishneh, it would seem that a Kohen was Mekadosh, an Ishe betumeis ubemaisreis. Matonis means Zroya lechayayim v'keiva. Ubemeichatos beifachatos. In all these cases, Harezo Mekodeshes, it's called Mamoinei Shel Kohen. And then the Mishnah is Moisev Vafilu Yisrael. Even the Mekadosh is a Yisrael, so Amir de Kechidish, so the Trumes or Maisres do not belong to the Yisrael. He has to give them to the Kahanim. Afal Pikein, she is Mekodeshes. Let us see Rashi. Ubematoneis Azroya Valachayayim Vakeva. Vafilu Hu Yisrael. Now the mission is Moisev Afilu is a Yisrael. The Kosal Kedaitach. So what's the Chiddush? Afal Pi She'ein Loi B'chol Eilu Ela Toivis Ano. All he has in the Tumen Meiser is Toivis Ano. She'biyodoi L'sitom L'chol Mi She'irtze. This bailas he possesses. He possesses a bailas in the Trumas and Maisres that he can give it to whoever he desires to. V'gam hi loy zochsa ela betoivis hanozu. If he gave it to her, so now she possesses this bailas that she can give it to whichever kohen she wants to give it to. She tzricha litma lekohen v'maisa lelevi. She has to give it away also. Umekacho v'toyves hanozu, the kosova toyves hanomomi. That this right, this privilege, this tzchus to decide who to give the matnas kohune, this is a toyres moment. And Memela, so he gave her, so he had momenis in the trumas ha-maisres, and he transferred this momenis to her. We'll elaborate a little later on the Gemara to understand this perhaps a little better. Omar Ule, Toivis Hano Eina Momen. Eina Momen, Zarashi says, Lekadosh Boi Haisha. It's not considered he has a Bailos in the Trume. Rachsma, they bring down from Rav Shimon and Shari Yosha. It's equivalent to Gabi Tzedoke, Napetrope Shal Yisoymem, also makes decisions what should be done with the money. But that doesn't give him any ownership in the money. It's the right to, he has the right to make decisions on the Mois Yisoymem. On the Mois Tzedoke, he makes the decisions, but it's not his money. So Memele, so Ula held that that is true, the Torah gave the Baal HaTrume the right to decide which coin to give it to, but this in no way gives him ownership in the Trume. He has a decision which coin to give it to, he has the right to decide. So therefore, it's not his Lekadosh Boi HaIsha, there is no Momenis in that some Trume. It would seem, if you hold Toivis Hano Momen, so that is a bailus in the Trumah. That means I have an ownership. That what I decide who to give it to because it's mine to decide. I have an ownership. The Torah gave me the decision, it's mine, Take. That's L'Cheira de Shaila. Eisvei Rababa Lule. So Rababa Estule, you're saying Toivis Hano Eina Momen. We learned in the Mishnah, Mekadosh, Betrumes, Bemaisres, Bematones, Bemechates, Beifapore, Arezu Mekodeshes, Afilu Yisrael. Now, if you say Tevis on the moment, You can't be Mekadesh and Isha with this, so how is she Mekodeshes? Amalei, so he answered him, Oche bi Yisrael shenofulai tvolim mi beis avi imoi koyim. The Mishnah is speaking about a unique case. We're speaking about Afilu Yisrael means as follows. Afilu Yisrael means that there was a Kohen who had a daughter who married a Yisrael. And they had a son. So we have a grandson of a Kohen who's a Yisrael. Now, the grandfather had possessed Tevel. The grandfather had possessed Tevel, and it wasn't the reshus of the grandfather. The grandfather died, and the daughter had died before. So the grandson, Yashin's the grandfather. And we say a lomdis of matanish shalayhumu kemisha humadom. So let us see again the lashon of the Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi. Hacha, the Mishnah is speaking about as follows: Be Yisrael shenaflu loy tvolim miveis avi imekoy. The Mishnah is speaking about that there was a kohen who was a grandfather to a Yisrael, and he possessed tevel. He had Tevel good. He had two that grew by him, which was Tevel. The Kosova in the Tana of our Mishnah holds Matonish Shaloi Humu Matnis Kohune Shaloi Humu Kimi Shahumu Damyin. It is Keilu, they were Murom. Now let us see Rashi what exactly this means. Kimi Shahumu Damyin. So now we're talking about when the Tevel was the shoes of the kohen, in the shoes of the grandfather. So Rashi explains, first of all, what is the lomdus kemisha humedomi? Hoyel vaymedus litraim. The grandfather had tevel. Now, this tevel is oymed litraim. Number one. Number two, v'nigmara malachte. Ready, there was after gmar malache, so there's, it has a shame tevel, there's a chiyab to be teirem mistame. It's also to eat without a frosh. So now, in Tevel, there's Momen HaShevet. Exactly, which is the Momen HaShevet, that we can't be Mevara, it's before HaFrosh. But there is Momen HaShevet in the Tevel. So when the Kohen possessed Tevel, Vizocha hakoyen bechayov v'truma sheboy. So the momen hashevet, which is kolul in this tevel, hakoyen, there's only a din afrosh and no din nesina. Kohen doesn't have to give to another kohen. He's also a kohen. So the schus that the trume in this tevel should belong to a kohen, so it belongs to this kohen, it belongs to the grandfather. V'zocha hakohen b'chayov b'trume sheboy. So he was zoiche in the mominess of the trume. Shalai hutol olav ela lafrisha ulekaimo la'atzmoy. All he had to do is to be mafrish the trume, and he'll keep it for himself. That means, if the grandfather was mafrish the trume, so he'd be permitted to eat the chulin, and the trume he could keep for himself. Now, lemaise, the grandfather did not have a opportunity to be mafrish the trume. So, but already we say, matono ishaloyum, even though bepoyel, the trume was not nifrash. There was no trume bepoyel. Obelegabi, the momin sheboy, already the kohen was zeich and the momin is already. That means, before it's Mamon HaShevet, now he's a Koyim Prati, so he's Zoyche in this Mamon HaShevet, because in this table there's Trume, and it belongs to him, and he's entitled to the Trume. See, he was already Zoyche in the Mamoness of this Trume. But he wasn't Mafresh the Trume yet. So Av Yoyrezeh, so now his grandson was a Yisrael, he Yarshened this Tevel from his grandfather, is Yafrishena, now he's Mafrish the Trume, v'yimkerenu l'kahanim, but since his grandfather was Zoyche in the Mominess of the Trume, so he Yarshened this Schus Momin that his grandfather possessed. So when he's mafresh the Trume b'poyo, there's no mitzvah nesin on him. He doesn't have to give it to a koyin. That means the momen ha-shevet already, his grandfather was zeiche in this momen. V'yimkerenu l'kahanim. So he's not allowed to eat the Trume, so he'll sell it to kahanim. So it was his Trume, v'chein hitim kerenu. And so if it's his Trume, he's giving her now the Trume. So it's now her Trume, so she can sell it to Kahan. So that's how Ula said Pshat in our Mishneh. That means our Mishneh holds Toivas HaNo Eina Momin. So if he would have given to her the Trume that he himself was Mafresh, and that is the Chiyav Nesina, he's not giving her anything. He's giving something that has to be given over to the Kahanim, and she'll give it over to Kahanim, so there was no mominess that she received and that he had given. Now, so Ula said, the Mishnah is speaking about an akimtet, speaking about that Yorash me avi imoi tevel, avi imoi was a koyim, so his grandfather was zeich and the mominess of the Truma filo before hafroshe, so when he's mafresh, automatically it belongs to the Yorash. So now Rashi says, why do you have to say such a dreidel that the grandfather had tevel and alumdis matonish shalayhumak and mishahumadami? The motzi lo'ukmi betrumish and oflami beis abimikai could have said a poshit the case that his grandfather had truma, which belonged to the grandfather, and he yashin it. So the truma says, why do you have to go? Elohoka shalay. But they didn't want to say this. The im came I kamashmo masnisim shitid mekadeshes. So what is the Mishnah telling us? A Yisrael possesses trume, kimi mekadesh an ishu with the vashteitzach. It's his trume, and it's mutter, and he gives it an ishu. Now becomes atumas. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So the chiddush of the Mishnah is speaking about that fakel a moyadik chiddush. That even though his grandfather was not mafresh the trume. So the mominess of the Trume, which was as yet not Nifrash, belongs already to the Koyin, and it goes over Beirusha. Now what is the case the Matonis? So let's figure out what's the case of Matonis. Now Makna is the Kasha. What's the case of Matonis? Rashi is Royal Chayayim Bekeve. So here the Magna says we can't say that the grandfather possessed a behemoth, because if a kohen possesses a behemoth, there's no chiyuv b'chlal to give matonis. So it's poshut. You don't need a lumdus of matonis lehuma kemisha huma damya. So he says we have to say it's speaking about that someone else gave him a behemoth. And he told them, you should be mafresh, the matonis, the Zrael Chayim Bekeve, and Lamaisi wasn't mafresh yet, so still mechuba to the Gufa Behime, and again we have the lumdis of matonish shalayhumu kemishahumu damya. And the Makna also says, ube maisreis, it says, the makadish petruma be maisreis, the maisreis is a loshen rabbin. So maisreis comes to include the first maiserishin, so that's a halbe tzore. Either speaking about that the Yarshin did from a Levi, or Maisris belongs to the Kahanim. But Maisris also includes Maiseroni. So Maiseroni, the Machnes Moire, if an Oni has Tevil, he cannot be Zoiche in the Maisa Oni Shaboy. There's a special din, an Oni who has the Tvua grows by him. We learn that from Apostle Lahaze Ho'oni Al Shaloi, that the Maisa Oni cannot take for himself, he has to give it a different Oni. So he wants to say that's the same case of Maisreis. Someone else gave him his Tevil. Reuven gave the grandfather his Tevil. The grandfather was a legitimate Oni, and he said that you should be Mafrish, the Maisa Oni for yourself. As yet he wasn't Mafrish, and he died, so his grandson will Yarshin the Maisa Oni. That is the case. Boi minei rabchia barovin meravonim. Rabchia barovin asked a shayla from Ravumne. Toivis hano momi, ayene momi. Omer lei tenisua. Amekadish betrumis b'maisris, matonis mechadis b'epapar, reizu mekadeshes. Vafilo Yisrael. So you see klar in the Mishneh that toivis hano is momi. Omer lei. So, Avchia Barovin asked me, you've arrived from the Mishnah, V'lava kimna bi Yisrael shenoflo t'volim mi beis abi imay kain. We have a different shot in the Mishnah. What right do you have from the Mishnah? Omer lei hutza at. You're a hutza. We'll see exactly what, if this was a compliment or an insult. Ichsit. So he got embarrassed. He called him hutza. Avuna called Avchia hutza. Sava mishmaita komalei, that he's telling him the way he learned the sugya, he's a hutza, a malei. So he said, no, I'm not insulting you, I'm complimenting you. Hochi kamina ravasi do hutzel koi kabosa. Ravasi also said this dichoi, that it's no raya from the Mishnah that teves anomomi. We could say it's speaking about that the nofo may avi imoi koin on matonish loy humu kemisha humu dom. Let's see what Rashi says. Hu tsa'at, hu sovar, mishmaita komolei. Mu tsa'at mishmu azu. You're out of the sugya. You're not in the sugya. You're out of it. Nire shein ata chocham bo. You're not in the sugya. You don't have a clock at the sugya to say such a pshat in the Mishnah. That's one. That's why he got very embarrassed. Inami, so the first lotion, hutz was a lotion of out of it. You're not in the sugya. Inami, a second shot, hutz was a lotion kanim, reads. Kotel kani ba'agmat. You're a kotel kani. You cut reeds. Lotion hutz of vidafna. What is pshat kotel kani? There's a goine mishlei that says that in order for a person to be a Talmud Chacham, there are two necessities. Number one, he has to have many ideas. He has to know Kol HaTorah, Rov HaTorah. That's one thing. And number two, he has to be medagdik and be ma'ayin of what he's learning. That what he knows a lot, but he has to take the protim apart and to figure out the reasons for the yediyas he has. You need yediyas, bekiyas, and you also need iyun. He says that's pshat in the Mishnah, imen kemach in teire, imen teire in kemach. Teire means yediyas a teire, and kemach means you're grinding it, you're taking it apart. You take each chelik apart to understand it, all the chalokim, that's called you make it edible, you make it, that's the kemach of a imen kemach, ain't teire. So the teire alone, without figuring out all the halakim, without grinding it, imen kemach, ain't teire. But le'idach gise, imen teire, ain't kemach. If a person doesn't have too many ideas, so he doesn't have with what to work with. So the Goyin says, the Shlomel said in Kehelas, by Keya Eitzim Yisokin Mom. If a person chops trees, so he'll get very warm from it. That means he has a lot of fuel. He has a tree. He's in the lumber business, and he chops down a lot of trees, so he has with what to heat himself up. But a Katla Kanya, if a person's only cutting reeds, from the small amount of reeds he has, he can make anything out of the reeds. So that shat katla kanya means you make whole chakiris and whole binyanim, but you only have only a few yediyas. So you can't say a shtik tzera with a few yediyas.